to this powerful now where the fullness of who you are is flowing, then it becomes worth it to let go of something that doesn't feel good while you focus upon something that does. Now, what we notice with most of you is that if you don't have much invested in the subject, it's easier for you to let it go. But when you have deliberately or indeliberately escalated it to something that is pretty big, it's harder for you to let go of. And it may be because you think you've got more invested in it. In other words, I've come a long way with this. It may be, we hear you say sometimes, it just matters so much. This is an important issue. I can't just let this go. But what we're wanting to say to you is that every single time, nothing is more important than that you feel good. We don't care if your house crumbles down around you. We don't care if every computer in the office blows up. We don't care if everything that you've ever thought you wanted got on a train and went someplace else. In other words, we don't think that there is anything big enough or important enough for you to give your attention to it long enough to get yourself into a place of not feeling good. The sales job that we're doing here is, and because we think it really is the answer to the question that you're asking, it has to really, 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 really matter to you that you feel good, because it really, really matters to you that you are connected to Source, because you really understand that connection to Source is where all of the answers to everything that you've been looking for are, you see. You just got to get that. It's interesting to us as we interact with so many of you how difficult it sometimes is for you to accept that good feels good.
Yes.
That good feels good. Somehow you've got that trained out of you, and you believe that suffering and hardship count for something, and we say they count for disconnection. They count for not letting it in. They count for escalating what you don't want. They count for the struggle. And you say, yes, but when I turn on the television and I see someone who has triumphed over tragedy, everyone applauds. And we say, applaud the triumph, but don't traipse through the tragedy again. So, now where are you at in relationship to the same question?
Well, I'm feeling a whole lot better now in joy, because I'm a little more relaxed after asking the question. And it's quite clear the first thing that you should desire is your good, because then everything comes after that.
You just have to associate good with feeling good.
Right.
Sometimes people will say, well, Abraham, there are mass murderers that take delight in killing people. And we say, that is not true. That has never been true. And they say, well, he was smiling, and he said he was happy, and he said he liked doing it.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, you know how a friend can inspire you. From you picking me now I feel more confident in attracting what I want, because I wanted you to pick me and you did.
Well, we would look for every evidence of things turning out the way you're wanting them to, because all that means is, the fact that we chose you here, all that means is you had offered a very clear intention for that happening. And in the moment that we chose you, you were in a place of no resistance to that idea. So, and that's the recipe for anything that you want. You just have to focus it clearly and then not be in a place where you're offering an opposite vibration. And that's the thing that's so interesting about watching our physical human friends, is that so often the very things that you want the most are the things that you are doing the biggest job of escalating the opposite vibration about. And we know that it's sort of like, I need to focus upon my issue and I need to solve my problem, but it's exactly the wrong approach. Let your problems go and focus upon what's working. And when you focus upon what's working, the issue will begin to work too.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yes, indeed. This is most comfortable.
Good morning, Abraham and Esther. I have two questions, if I may. The first one is that I run a small management consultancy, and for years and years I have really enjoyed my work. I've sort of helped organizations develop their visions and goals and strategies and so on.